Nakumaisha, you're tuned in to Spiritual Health with Mikeli Energy. Peace in, love out.
Wild change of life. I know it's not my rhythm, but this one's sexy, I like it. Let's make a bit of acid groove, come on. Make you sip some wine in the Asabui kind of night. You get what I'm saying? Percolate them hips kind of night. Oh yeah. Change position. Tamu. Tamut Sana. Oh my gosh. Alright, you're done now. Oh man, that was nice. I don't know what to do myself. Ooh, 1 second. I forgot something. 1 second. Conversation Rich Risings. All right, Harmonious Brown. Rich Risings to you all. Then we are here on Rhythm In Breath for another conversation on spiritual health. You done know, family, we are on the Heaven Safari and we are too high to go hell. You get what I'm saying? So today, just like every other weekday morning, we are here 7 a.m. on the dot. On the rhythm, really, to have and commune on this conversation, family. And as you know, we have wonderful, powerful conversations. Big up everyone who's a part of that live yesterday. Woo! That one just got to sit with your spirit because that was good. And it come back again. So, guys, also ready your questions as well, because I definitely want to slot more time in for questions as well. So if you have questions, you can either start throwing them in from now so we can just get straight to it. But family, I want to bid you a grand rising, a rich rising. You know what? Harmonious Brown hit the rhythm on the beat. She put the rhythm on the beat. A rich rising to you all, because really and truly, family, that's what I wish for you and I pray for you. I pray richness and glory on every single one of you guys' life. Let me say that again. Richness and glory on every single one of yours' lives. Hold tight, my cousin, in the comments. Grand rising, my king. You don't know what time it is, fam. Yeah? Rich risings to you all. Family, richness and glory for your life. Do you know that you deserve to be rich? Do you know that you deserve to be rich, family? And I mean rich. Rich. Have a sweet life. A life that is abundant in experience. Abundant. Rich and sweet in expression. That you are, I pray richness and glory on your life, family. That you are able to observe sweetness. The sweetness in every single moment of your life. Yes? The sweetness. Even in your adversity. Even in your challenges, family. I pray that you are able to experience richness and glory, family. I pray that you are able to walk and experience that path of happiness, health, wealth, love, abundance, and true freedom, family. I pray, family, that you grow in material richness, and that your material growth only has a greater impact on your spiritual work. I pray that your richness in material, family, is transmuted to the work that you are able to continue to do, the work that you are able to continue to do spiritually. Yes? That's what I'm praying on everyone, including myself, family. Because you didn't come here to suffer. Yes, you didn't come here to suffer, family. The first law of God, family. I want everyone to sign up for the Waroho House Portal, family. If you're not signed up for this, me no know where y'all wait, pun. You guys saying? Sign up for the Waroho Portal, family. I'm going to be teaching by the next month, family. We're going to be going into the whole portal of a spiritual health program that's going to be taking you through your own personal journey of spiritual health using the ancient laws of God, family. The one that all institutions, systems, religions try to copycat, family. And in this new world, we are going back to the origins to study our mathematics, family. To study our spiritual mathematics. And ain't no word in here that said you need to live a suffering life. Ain't no word in here that says that you need to be poor to be righteous. Ain't no word in here, yeah, from your ancestors, yeah, to now. Ain't nothing in here that talks about you need to be poor in order to be righteous. Ain't nothing in here that says, oh, because you're on your spiritual journey, you need to be bummy. And you need to suffer. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But let me tell you what it does say. Let me tell you what it does say. I'm going to tell you what it does say, family. The first, not even the first law, before even the first law of God, meaning the source law of God, the definition of God, is peace. Yes? That's why Muslims and Christians, right, say Amen or Ameen. Amen and Ameen is an ancient word that means peace. The highest peace. That's what it means, family. Now let's break down, right, the summary of the law of Amen. You were made in the likeness of a peace. You heard that before. All my Bible readers, you were made in the image and likeness of God, right? Well, what is the likeness of God? Everyone say it together. Peace. The likeness of God is peace. The likeness of God. You were made in the likeness of a peace that nothing can disturb. Reclaim your peace. Listen to this. Get your pennies ready. I know some of you have been watching. You know what I'm about to say. But I need to drop it right now so you understand why you deserve richness and glory in this life. Watch it. Reclaim your peace, which is your likeness. Reclaim your peace that you may attain your reason. What? Your reason who? Your reason where? Your reason for coming into existence. The reason you came out the fashioness. The reason for coming into existence. Can you read that word? What does the source law, before even the first law, yeah? It says the reason for coming into existence. Can you read that? Can you read that? What does that say? It's backwards right now. It says the reason you came into existence, family. I just want you to read it, just so you know. Hold on, here we are. The reason for coming into existence? What? What does that say? What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? The reason for coming into existence? What does it say? Read it. Read it. The source law of Amen. Reason for coming into existence. This is your ancestors speaking to you, family. It's not me. It's not me. This is the ancient wisdom. This is what Christianity is built from. Islam is built from. Yes, this is what all religions observe. Islam is about peace. Christianity is about peace. Yes, and they both speak of Amen. That is the source law of God. And right here it says, reclaim your peace that you may attain your reason for coming into existence. The enjoyment of life. That's the first spiritual law. The source before the first. Before you've even got number one, this is zero. 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 Is enjoyment of life. Don't play with me, family. Don't play with me. We ain't doing that, all that other shit. Whoever told you that because you're righteous, that because you're woke, because you know something about the universe, because you know something about the stars, because you know something about oils, because you know something about managing your energy, because you know something about meditation, because you care about the earth and you care about nature, mean you gotta suffer, mean you can't enjoy your life, mean you can't be sexy, mean you can't dress up and nice yourself up. That don't mean that. That is an encouragement for all of that shit. You deserve it more than the ignorant one. Because what you do with the material is gonna give life to heaven. What you do, the spiritually advanced person, the divine person, what you do with the material is going to give more credit to heaven. Currently, people with no spiritual compass, right, are all in the material and making it look like hell. Just messing up the base. We came here to enjoy material things. That's why we were given a material body. We came here to enjoy the materials of this world. Whether that be clothes, a bike, a bicycle, another human being, food, buildings, structures, infrastructures, design, color palettes, taste, sight, music, sex, footwear, eyewear, headwear, edgeware. Where? That's why you were born. That is why you were born. That is, don't let no one tell you any different. You see? And the more spiritually advanced you are, is the more you should enjoy these things. Because you know, within an instant, you are not those things. You can give it all up in a heartbeat. But just because you know you... just because you know who you are without them things, you have a more reason to go and enjoy them. Because you're not going to abuse it. You're not going to abuse it. You're not going to forget yourself. You're not going to forget your purpose, your principles, your morals over a material experience. Because you're doing the work. So you deserve it. Go and get the material. Go and enjoy the material. Go and build the material structures. Have fun. Have fun. Don't even attach yourself. Go there for the experience. Don't attach yourself to it. And if you can't detach yourself to it, then you need to continue. It's all a part of the journey, family. But don't let no one let you get it twisted. Anyone who spits that rhetoric in 2021, you need to X them out. Just X them out. I'm sorry. Because none of my spiritual teachers talk like that. None of the people I spoke like, and none of the people I look up to spoke like that. I ain't never heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talk about not making millions. Oh, you know, you need to not make millions. I never heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talk about, oh, you don't need to. He said, you need to make millions. You need to build your businesses and make millions and become billionaires and owners. He's been preaching that since the 1930s. So why them man look sweet? Do you get what I'm trying to say? I never heard Garvey talk about, oh, you know, we need to be poor. We talking about, Garvey was in the streets. Garvey was in the streets with his regalia and said, I'm a general. What are you talking about? I own stuff. I'm going to do my own printing press. So why are you out here looking like a pauper? You think Jesus was broke? You're a joker. You think Jesus was broke? You're a madman. No one can just pick up and leave one end and go to Egypt if you broke. You broke, but you can escape. Don't talk to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know that man there like, yo, let's go to America real quick. You ain't broke. You ain't poor. If I need to escape England now, I jump on a flight and I'm in LA tomorrow. I can be in LA in 5 hours. I ain't broke. I've got resources. You get what I'm saying? Real shit. You see what I'm saying? And according to the book, he done an expensive trade. He was a carpenter. And if anyone knows carpenters, carpenters make money in every century. You know what I'm saying? Name me a broke carpenter. They're not a carpenter. They just love wood. What on there, brother? What did you just say a while ago? Yo. You know what I'm saying? Name me a broke carpenter. I've never met one. Never. Even in this digital generation, carpenters are still winning. So, fast forward. That poor, righteous shit, delete. Richness and glory. Forever. In the now. In the never now. In the never now. Richness and glory. Get it in. That is what your spiritual work is supposed to yield for you. And it's supposed to be a natural conclusion or a natural response to the work that you're doing spiritually. Supposed to be a natural response to the spiritual work you're doing. Else, you ain't doing it. We're half-assing somewhere and we got to make sure we're getting it in, family. So, you see what I'm saying? So let's not play rich risings to you all. You know what I said? You know, you better tell me that when you come. Big ol' Harmonious Brown about rich risings, you know. You better drop that in the comments. Every morning, family, to remind yourself how you need to rise. Rich. Rich risings. Rich risings, family. Rich risings. You know? That's sweet. That's sweet, family. So, family, it's really time. Oh, there's no music. Yeah? But, family, it's really, 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 really time to get in that state. Time to get in that state, to align, family. Learning the principles of God, family. Like I said, I showed you right here. And this is where we're going in on this. We're going in on this, family. We're going in on this. Those of you who's part of the last my art study, this time we're going in again. This time we're going in again, family. And I, in the entire portal, I'm going to be creating an entire experience for you to go along with this study with. Because I want this study to be not just you looking at words. Because if you want to look at the words, you can go on my website and download this book for free. It's not my book. You can download it for free. It's a PDF. If you're in London, you can go Pen Pamsy. You can buy it for 30 quid. You can read this on your own. It's not about that. I want to show people how this can practically be applied to your daily life. To the work that you actually love. To your spiritual businesses. I need you to know why the laws of God is telling you to get out of your own way. I need you to understand where in the laws of God, where it's telling you to become your greater self, to put down the negative talk and the constant bashing of yourself and cussing yourself and belittling yourself. I need you to understand, based on the laws of God, family, how belittling yourself is actually ruining not only your experience, but everyone's experience around you. I need people to understand that. I need some people to understand what my pillars are. Because I'm like you, I'm a human being, I'm going through challenges, I'm doing my daily thing, but I got pillars, family. I got pillars that I'm constantly reaffirming, that is making sure that I'm rising to every challenge that comes my way. That I'm stepping up to the plate and becoming new every day, challenging my matrix every day. You see what I'm saying? Standing up and living and dying on what it is that I am here to represent, family. You see? And this is what I want to share with you guys. Because it's about time that our spirituality empowers our life, not just pacifies it. It's time that our spirituality activates the psychedelic experience in us. It's time that our spirituality does that from a place of its nature. It's time that it does that. And if it ain't doing that, what the fuck have we got it for? I'm not on it. I don't care. Even me, I stopped reading books a while ago. I don't read books. This, you think what I'm doing with this is reading? I don't read. I've read this. It's not reading. Study activation. If it's not about to get active, I ain't looking at it. Trust me, if I pick up a book, it's activation. I don't need to hear sexy words on a page. I don't need to hear sexy words on a page. I don't need it. I don't need to hear about, oh, you know what, this, that. I don't care. If I can't activate on it, I don't care. I know what I need to know. And I didn't write this here book, but my life has been activated on newer levels since I've inculcated the message and activated it. And this is what anyone who wants that, that's what I am dedicated to doing with you guys. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm here to do. Create the environment for activation. That's what the Warojo portal is doing, family. So when I'm inviting you guys to sign up and be a part of the Warojo portal, this is my intentions. Activation, real life activation, practical application, self-study, self-activation. How can I apply this to what I want to become? How can I apply this to what it is that I'm dedicated to becoming? How can I apply this to letting go of what no longer serves me? How can I apply this to becoming free within myself? How can I learn about the power of my vulnerability? You think you've been given vulnerability for nothing? God don't make no accidents. God don't make no accidents. It tells you right there. The source law. I need to remember. The source law. Not the first law. The source law is telling you, you are made of a piece that nothing can disturb. And if you have peace, then it allows you to reclaim why you came into existence in the first place. That is the enjoyment of life. So you have vulnerabilities. You have insecurities. You have things that you call weaknesses. And you're wondering, why did God make me weak in that way? Why did God shape me so that I'm so receptive to other people? Why did God make it so that my voice is really quiet and I can't shout at velocities like Mikel? Why did God make me so easily distracted? Why can't I focus? Why am I still a wanker? Yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Why did God make me this creative? Or why did God make me this wild? Why am I this emotional? You're looking at it as a weakness. God gave you these things that you call your vulnerabilities, family, are your superpowers waiting to be channeled in a rhythm that allows you to observe that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say that again. These things, your vulnerabilities, right, are your superpowers awaiting to be channeled in a rhythm that will allow you to observe them. Do you understand? That's all weaknesses are. So anytime you see yourself participating in a vulnerable way, or you've got these so-called weaknesses, these itches, these monkeys that you can't quite get off your back, know that there is an uncultivated superpower speaking to you. Do you understand? There's an uncultivated superpower speaking to you. And currently, your work on that space will allow you to experience another level of yourself. Your work in that space will allow you to experience another level of yourself. That is what will create your supernatural experience. Vulnerabilities are to do with the feminine. The feminine represents the unseen, the vast world of creation. The dark space to which all kind of color palettes come from. That's what vulnerabilities represent, family. The womb of possibilities. When you lay down with a woman, yes, as a man, and you ejaculate into that dark space, all you gotta do from there is hope for the best. You just gotta hope for the best. You don't know what your child's gonna look like. You don't know the gender. You don't know what the personality. You don't know shit. You gotta just hope for the best. So people sitting there, oh, Mikel, what gender are you wishing for? Gender? I'm wishing for 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 legs, two hands, 2 kneecaps, 2 nostrils. And whatever's in the middle, that's up to God. Let God deal with the middle. I just want 2 of everything. And with all the ones, let God deal with the one. So if it's a fashioness, you know what I'm saying? Or the penis, you know what I'm saying? That's up to God. But the womb, family, going back to what I was saying, the womb, that space, that vulnerable space, is the space of all possibilities. All possibilities, all manner of possibilities. That is the power of your vulnerability. You've never looked at your vulnerability as a superpower. No one's ever said that to you. No one's ever said that to you, but that's exactly what it is. And I tell you why no one said it to you, family. Because this world degrades everything feminine. It's a rhythm. The world is on a rhythm that degrades the feminine. So when people talk about toxic masculinity, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about men. They're talking about a system. A system set up by people who only observe and appreciate what is seen, what is logically recorded, what can be mathematically predicted. Predicted, not pre-vagged, predicted. It's no pre-pusted, it's predicted. That's what this current world has appreciated. In doing that, it has negated the unseen, the unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? Or the prepustable. You know what I'm saying? It has negated the prepustable. The prepustable. It's negated the prepustable. Yes? And only gives life to the predictable, but negated the prepustable. The unseen. The things that cannot be calculated. The thing that does not apply to logic. That's what it's done. That space is the feminine space. That space is what has been demonized. That space is where your superpowers are. That space, my people of nature, that space is where you literally garner all your power from. That space is what you pull from when you create. as a basketball player and you innovate new moves on the court, or you bring hang time, or you create new things as a musician, when you create new genres, what they call genres, you're just expressing vibrations that the world has not yet experienced. You pick up a guitar, you put whole two strings together and they call it a guitar, and you just beating that thing. You know what I'm saying? You create new layers of telecommunication. You didn't know it was a black man that invented the mobile phone. You didn't know that. You didn't know it was a black man that invented the mobile phone. You didn't know that. You didn't know there was a black man that invented the systems of the internet. You didn't know that. You see what I'm saying? You didn't know that, family. But this is the feminine space that you operate in, and this is where your superpower lies. It's in the vulnerable. It's in the vulnerable. The vulnerable is where you are receptive to everything. So, family, it really begs, and it, you know, again, looking at the 11 laws. Yo, looking at the 11 laws, this is where you start to understand. The source law is represented. Look at that. What does that look like? Zero. Zero. What does that look like? That's the fashioness. That's the womb. Everything comes from the source. Amen. 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 Then you get the one. Then you become one pointed. Then you get the penis. You know what I'm saying? The one is the man. The zero is the woman. So, family, again, how's this halo? Okay. Exactly, it's a halo. You got the womb over your head. You know what I'm saying? That's where you came from. You know what I'm saying? That's the portal still hanging over you. That's right. That's a halo for real. Do you get what I'm saying? But family, it's very important for us to know that vulnerability is our superpower, because it's gonna change the way you look at yourself. People ask me, Mikhail, how do you deal with, you know, your battles or your challenges? It's because I understand the laws. I understand the laws. So even when it's not like I don't still deal with vulnerabilities and stuff like that, of course I do. You will deal with that for the rest of your life. But I understand it. Oh, it's an access to my superpower. All I need to do is channel that vulnerability, you know, through my responsibilities, so that I can see the power of it. Lest it be a wrecking ball in your life. And how many of you are doing up Miley Cyrus right now with a wrecking ball in your life that you've chosen to ignore, that you've chosen to negate because it doesn't look so good on you currently? It doesn't show you in the best light, but secretly, it is your cape. It is your halo. It is your armor. It is your glow up. If you take the time to cultivate. You see what I'm saying, family? Richness and glory to you all. Richness and glory to you all, family. I said, let's jump in the question box. Let's jump in the question box. Let's do the questions, family. But this is what it's about, family. We ain't come here to be no poverty-stricken people, family. And that's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for. You understand? We are here to enjoy life. Materially. Materially. You know what I say? Materially. The only people that should be scared of material, the material world, is people who don't understand the divine one. If you don't understand the divine world, then you can be scared of the material one. But when you understand the divine world, you understand that you are only here for the material world. You're just not supposed to get led or caught up in it to the point where you forget your divinity. Because to forget your divinity is to lose sight of the journey you've been set on. But by all means, the material world, you are here to enjoy it. And enjoy vizuri. You know what I'm saying? I like Swahili, yeah? Because Swahili be you know what I'm saying? Be emphasizing words that in English would just sound whack. I basically said good. You know what I'm saying? But enjoy good. No. Enjoy vizuri. You know what I'm saying? And that V, you know what I'm saying? Gives the Enjoy vizuri. Enjoy kabisa. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy kabisa. You know what I'm saying? Kabisa. Totally. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying, family? That's what you've come here to do. Now, can you do that? And still be on your spiritual path? This is what most people are scared of. That's why when you're spiritual, you stay away from the material world. It's why materialistic people stay away from spiritual, because they feel like when they get spiritual, they're going to have to come away. But both of them are playing sides. And they don't realize they're supposed to be in the middle. They're supposed to meet my up with that. One informs the other. Both are scared of the other, because they have a false representation in each space. You see, them spiritual people be walking around here like they don't need money. Like they don't like to smell nice or dress up nice and look good. Like they don't want to have riches and live in a nice space and drive nice cars or fly private or fly in first class. Yes, you do. Yes, you want that. Yeah? And these people out here who are materialistic, they negate their spirituality. And it haunts them every day. Shit be happening in their life and they don't understand why. All while spirits are constantly talking to them and they're just plunging themselves with material as if it's going to make things go away. A lot of African people suffer from this. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There are things that we've been through. Spiritual experiences, traumas. Yes? And some wicked things that people in our families have done that we are paying for. But because you're New Age African, you want to act like you ain't come from these spiritual communities. You want to act like there ain't no traditions in your family or rites of passage or ancestors ain't speaking through you. No one took your language. You still speak. You still can hear your mother tongue. You get what I'm trying to say? When they speak Bemba, Chichewa, Kikuyu to you, you still hear that shit. But you acting like you a millennial. Or you are a millennial, but you acting like you ain't still connected to every single person that came from you centuries ago. You wanna TikTok your way out of that shit. You know? But you can't. So both people are playing the fool. You see what I'm saying? Ma'at, family. Ma'at is the unification of the heaven and the earth. The Ma'at is the interdependence of the heavens, the divine realms. Again, heavens, we're not talking about somewhere outside of here. We're talking about a spiritual experience, a layer of spirituality. Heaven exists on the above three. I'm going to be teaching about this, family. Don't worry. I'm going to be teaching about this in the Waroho portal. So sign up, because we're going to be starting next month. Next month we're going in. Yes? So look, heaven exists here. Why is this part heaven? The first three, 0, 1, 2, 3, that is what we call heaven. Because that space is above the egoic or the material experience of us. This is where you don't have a name anymore. This is what you call God or the Most High Creator. When you say amen, you're talking about all this space here. That's heaven. It's not anywhere else. You living and understanding this part of you will help you experience heaven right now. Ma'at, after number three, is ma'at. Yes? And that's when you're dealing, afterwards you're dealing with your morals, you're dealing with your divine justice, you're dealing with your imagination, your affirmations, the way in which you meditate and vibrate and what you're receptive to. Ultimately, what you become. Ma'at is the unification of both worlds, the heaven and the earth. That fourth law, Ma'at, is dealing with the laws of the realm we call earth. So let's stop playing the fool, family. Richness and glory to you all. Wutu! Habari asubuhi. Habari asubuhi. Umelalaje? Umeamkaje? Let's do questions, family. Let's go. Questions right up right now. Family, the time is 7:53 and it's Furaha Day. You're done now. We're gonna keep the vibes nice, family. You're done now. All time, everyone on the Chesil Rojo challenge. Last Chesil Rojo today, and we've got reflection on Sunday. Go, family, don't waste no time on the questions. If it's on your mind, put it in the question box. Let's deal with it. Why not? Let's commune. Again, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now, family. Click on the Heaven Safari and sign up for the Warojo portal, family. Again, this is a portal that's going to be dedicated to your spiritual health journey. This includes me and my art study and activation sessions, but also, family, it's going to include masterclasses from spiritual teachers from all over the world, as well as programs developed right here in the Warojo House community as well, family. So I'm so excited, family. Let's go. let's get it in, family. Let's get it in right now. All my spiritual workers out there, family. All my spiritual workers, my leaders in the spiritual health game, family, my spiritual practitioners, people that are on their spiritual health journey, my enthusiasts, if you're a facilitator of any kind of spiritual practice, family, you need to join the Waroha Portal, family. Because me, I've been in this game over 10 years, family. And I know and experience all your frustrations. You know what I'm saying? That is the community that I've dedicated myself to and damn near built with the entire time, family. So I want you guys to, for me, it's about creating a safe space for those people to grow and develop both spiritually, family, and materially, family. Those are very important, family, because it doesn't matter how much you know on the higher levels of the spirit, your life is not reflective of that, family. You can't do much. You just can't activate. You're not going to enjoy the sweetness of what you know of the spirit. And so it's very important we have an environment, an economy around us that supports that growth as we want to become self-sustainable on that spiritual journey. We've been sent here to gift people with the life, with the information, with the practices around spirituality, family. We deserve to be sustained in that. Does that make sense? That's what we deserve. And no one's going to do that for us. Everyone's going to keep taking advantage of us. Everyone's going to keep taking our free shit. And because we're the spiritual ones, we ain't going to talk about when we're going through some shit. We're going to hide the fact that we're broke. Hide the fact that nothing ain't working out. But show up. Continue to show up for everyone. Because you're supposed to be the one who's just got the knowledge. You get what I'm saying? Don't let no one fool you into that shit, man. Your days are finished. By all means, serve your people, serve your community, love what you do, love what you do. Do it for the money if you want to, but that's not what I do it for. I do it for the life, family. Yes, but the enjoyment of life comes with the money. Do you get what I'm saying? I know I can do more for my wife, more for my child, more for my family, more for my community when I am financially stable and abundant. So don't negate that, family, because your child will grow up to resent you. That's a fact. They'll be like, all this spiritual shit, and you can't take me to school. You can't take me to school. We're hungry. We can't eat. But you got your meditation group. Like, your child will just get pissed off, and then they'll do the complete opposite of what it is you were trying to set for them. There's no point my baby Waroha seeing me every morning. Daddy's on live, daddy's doing this, daddy talking all of that. You know what I'm saying? Daddy's going in, and he's always on this camera. He's always got people he's talking at, and he's always there. Daddy's up at 4 a.m. talking to people, and he's here all day talking to people. Daddy's gone, oh, big up daddy. It looks amazing. That shit, my glow is going to wear off the older she gets, yeah? And she becomes more aware of the surroundings of what I'm doing. That's going to wear off. And her admiration for me is going to become very practical. What did he do in all that time? He went in. I saw him go in. He goes in. He gives his all. He'd be crying and shit. He'd be like up till late hours in the morning, sleeping for 2 hours. He don't even sleep in the bed. Do you get what I'm saying? He downstairs. I didn't even get to see dad like that. What? Okay, now she's 15, 16 and can conversate with me. Wagwan. Yes, what's going on, dad? What was you doing? I saw it. What was you on? Okay, nothing. Okay, cool. I'm not on it. I'm not on it. Keep your Waroho, whatever you was doing. That ain't happening over here, fam. That's not happening. And it can't happen to you either. God gave you a gift of spirituality. God gave you a gift to give to the world. You're supposed to use that to experience richness and glory. On period. Moon cycle. blessings, family, because I'm going to get carried away in a second. Together, family. I'm interested in my spiritual health community, family. I can't run away from you guys. You are me and I am you. You make my life so sweet, family. When things are going rough, I see you, family. When things are going well, I see you, family. When I'm in the motherland, I'm thinking about you, family. When I'm in here going on my creative game, when I'm writing my music, I'm here for you, family. That's who I want. That's all I want. I only want to commune with you. I only want to commune with you guys, family. Join the Arojo Portal, family. Let's get it in. Join it, family. If you know that's your path, join, family. Let's get it in together, like real talk. You're gonna see new world business. Not true. Not true. And it makes sense to see daddy depend live every morning time. Can't hug, can't kiss you, can't do nothing because I talk to people when they're Africa, them they're Europe, them they're America, them they're London, them they're all places around the world. And daddy just a look pan yasso and I look pan you. No make sense me do that all the morning time and all now you come up and you say daddy, I want that for. I want them something you do. You can't give me two pieces of bread, daddy. Can't give me $2. You get what I'm saying? That don't make sense, does it? No make sense, man. That's not why we have sex, family. That is not why we have sex. That's not why we have sex. Sex and producing children is about abundance. It's about more life, more richness, more glory, more enjoyment. Can you say enjoyment? Huh? Sema, enjoyment. Actually, let me say furaha. 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 Ha. Ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Daddy's going in too much. Let's go. Falling. Question time. Let's go. Alright, we got a question. Do you hear music all the time in your head that you then create? Yes. I didn't realize it, family, but like, you know. No, she's already saying daddy. Daddy is already there. I'm just saying it. You got to say it. She's already saying daddy. Daddy. She already says daddy. So, I hear music all the time in my head. Yes, I do. And because my oracle is rhythm. That is my oracle. I only realized that living in the motherland. That my oracle is rhythm. That's how I go to those divine spaces. Rhythm is what allows me to connect with God's power, God's wisdom, God's unity, God's peace. It's rhythm. That's what rhythm. And more often than not, that's how a lot of our people oracle. A lot of our people have that. So yeah, I hear music and random shit. That's why I'm so random. That's why I need the game of Cesarova, because it allows me to exercise that. This is an exercise of rhythm. This, Cesarova, is all an exercise of rhythm. It allows me to exercise my oracles. You get what I'm saying? And again, you most likely have the same. A lot of us do. You get what I'm saying? Because that's a part of our nature and the way our thing is set up. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. More questions, family. family. If there's no questions, I'm gonna leave and hug up a few me babes. Hug up for me babes. That's our hour. I'm gonna see you lot in 1 hour. Yeah. Oh, I can't speak on that right now. That's a good one. So Ange says, you said we must learn to channel our vulnerability. Say a bit more on how we do this, please. Yeah. I wanna give a full proper, like, cause I could take half an hour to an hour just talking about that alone. And so let's save that for another life specifically. Yeah, because I want to give and honor that question more. But yes, family, join the Waroho portal, because not only will that question be answered, I'm going to be walking, like, you're going to be there with you, going through this with you as a community, with your own personal endeavors, family. This is the mission. You get what I'm saying? If you want to join the Waroho portal, go on to worldchangerlife.com. You see a button that says Heaven Safari under spiritual health. Yeah, man. And join up the portal, family. And let's get it in. I can't even lie to you. I'm super excited because the new world is here and we've got every tool imaginable to make it our own. Thank you very much for tuning in. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha, watu wa roho. Peace in, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Spiritual Health Conversation for the Millennial Generation. Are you tapped in? I want to big up everyone who takes time out to listen to this podcast and contribute with their comments or sharing or just even letting me know how it affected them. If anyone is looking for one-on-one spiritual health coaching, family, please head to worldchangerlife.com/spiritual health to find out more on how you can get a one-on-one personal spiritual health program for your life. If you want to know more info about what we do as a community service, please go to worldchangerlife.com to get update information. If you'd like to donate to this spiritual health program, family, go to worldchangerlife.com right now and put your donation of any kind. It's much appreciated. And if you've benefited from these spiritual health talks, family, send me a DM and let me know what you've taken from these conversations. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook at Mikel Amin, or on Instagram at Mikel The Energy. Peace in, love out. Nakumaisha, watu wa roho.